Holiday season is the Nutcracker season. The dance show is a staple for this time of year. But one dance company in Louisville has its own take on it. It's called the Graham Cracker. Stephanie Wolf of member station WFPL takes us behind the scenes.
This dance is a s'morigin story of how the gooey treat came to be.
It started as a bit of a joke.
That's Ambo Dance Theater Artistic Director Amberly Simpson. Simpson says, in the summer of 2020, she was riding in the car with two other dancers, and one of them said,
"Hey, a modern dance parody of the Nutcracker could be the Graham Cracker," hearkening back to Martha Graham.
Martha Graham is a legend of American modern dance, having created nearly 200 ballets and a technique that would go on to revolutionize the art form. Simpson says that deep cut dance reference stayed as an inside joke. But then she thought, what about a literal take on this? What would the story of a Graham Cracker be within the narrative of the Nutcracker? The holiday ballet is about a young girl named Clara, who was gifted a nutcracker from a mysterious man known to her family as Uncle Drosselmeyer. In her dreams, the nutcracker comes to life, and they travel through magical realms.
And out of that emerged a love story between chocolate and marshmallow, where Graham Cracker is sort of their hero character, and Clara's kind of just a friend and an ally along for the ride.
In the Graham Cracker, Clara tries to get her hands on a coveted s'mores during a holiday bonfire. She successfully sneaks one away, then slips into a sugar-induced hallucination, where the love between chocolate and marshmallow is forbidden, for their clans have been feuding for years.
It's kind of like Romeo and Juliet, where, like, they've been feuding for so long, all they know is that they don't like each other.
But love conquers, at least initially. And similar to the more typical take on the Nutcracker, chocolate and marshmallow, along with Graham Cracker and Clara, visit a snowy wonderland and then the land of the sweets. That's the traditional second act that includes waltzing flowers and the sugar plum fairy. Simpson has re-envisioned this saccharine world. There's suspender-wearing nerds candy and tap-dancing pop rocks and chirping peeps. A jelly belly dancer and taffy who all celebrate the union of chocolate and marshmallow. While the whole thing is supposed to be a bit silly, Simpson says it's also crafted to uplift LGBTQ stories and art forms. The star-crossed lovers are performed by a femme-identifying dancer and a non-binary dancer. The candies aren't gendered, and a Louisville drag star performs the Sugar Plum Fairy.
So many people in our company, myself included, identify as being somewhere on the LGBTQ spectrum, that to put on like a traditional, like heteronormative, gendered casting version of the show just doesn't feel authentic to who we are and who, like, the population of people that are participating and helping to build this show.
She says it was also important to show these LGBTQ stories as joyful.
I find just that a lot of queer stories get featured really only in the context of their trauma that society's kind of imposed on them, where it can just be, hey, this is a fun story in a fantasy land where this can exist.
Just like the Nutcracker, Simpson expects the Graham Cracker to become a holiday tradition for holidays to come. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.